Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Simmons. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Blasingame. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Wade Blasingame. And now, play ball. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Popovich takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis strikes out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Staub moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Savage strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Popovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Simmons moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Harrison reaches second base with a double. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blasingame is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Barry Latman now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Staubs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich misplays the ball. That's an error on Popovich. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger pinch hits for Paul Popovich. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. Adlesh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrison moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Latman bunts towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrison moves to third. Adlesh moves to second. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Davis reaches second base with a double. Harrison scores. Adlesh scores. It's Cubs, 3, Astros, 3. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 4-3, Astros. Bill Hand's now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Staub goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan is walked intentionally. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Morgan moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Adlesh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adlesh strikes out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Latman is 0-for-0 in the game. Latman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Wynn moves to third. It's 8-3, Astros. Rob Gardner now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Savage moves to second. Two outs. Al Spangler pinch hits for Rob Gardner. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Don Larsen now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrison bunts towards the mound. Larsen fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Dave Adlesh batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adlesh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adlesh takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman bunts towards the mound. Larsen fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Latman attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Beckert scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Astros. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 1 out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Don Larson. Lee Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Dave Eilers now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to second. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. he's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Mathews pinch hits for Chuck Harrison. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mathews is hit by the pitch. Staub moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub scores. Aspromonte moves to third. Mathews moves to second. It's 9-4, Astros. Calcoon's now pitching. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Adlesh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Aspromonte scores. Mathews scores. Adlesh moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 11-4, Astros. Dave Eilers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eilers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adlesh moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mathews now playing first base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 11-5, Astros. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 4 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.